While the governor offers support to those in the agricultural business, one local farmer says this drought is the worst he's ever seen.
It's clear to me that there's permanent damage from this drought.
That is Warren Shaw, who runs Shaw Farm, a sprawling dairy farm in Dracut, which has been in the Shaw family for generations. He says while the drought could be catastrophic for many Massachusetts farmers, his operation is in better condition than most. It's because his income is supplemented by a farm store, where he sells his own milk, ice cream, beef, and other goods. But for his milking herd, he's already buying hay and grain from outside sources because he can't grow it in the drought, and he wonders how other dairy farmers will feed their cows this coming winter because there's very little hay and corn growing now to store up. We spoke in his barn, where his black and white Holstein milkers were resting in the heat of the day yesterday.
This is the worst in my lifetime, and statistically, if you look at it, I don't think that there has been this dry a season since 1950. That's my understanding. So there literally has not been anything in my lifetime this bad.
How bad has the drought hurt grass growth in the pastures?
Well, it's almost complete. We put up a crop in May that was very good. We put up a second crop at the end of June that was 20% of what the first was.
And you're talking about grass that you would cut to feed the cows later on in the year.
Right. So the third crop should have been put up already. We haven't bothered to cut it because there's nothing out there. The pastures have dried up, so it's difficult for the cows to find something green to eat out there at this point.
And basically, it's the lack of rain that has prevented the grass from growing.
It is the lack of rain. We haven't had a rainy day all summer, a real traditional rainy day, start to finish. There have been some thunderstorm days, but it's kind of luck of the draw as to whether you get one or not.
So what are you forced to do to make up for it in terms of looking at all your cows and knowing that at the end of the usual grass growing season, you still have to feed them and you're not going to have anywhere near the amount of hay stockpiled you would in a good year?
We're going to have to find an answer to that question. We've already bought some feed and we bought some corn from another dairy in anticipation of needing more. I have looked at the crop that is currently being grown for us, and it's twisting, so it's clearly not going to grow. And the grain that grows in August for a corn crop is a critical time because that's when the ear is developed, and that's the grain that the cow gets the nutritional benefit from. I'm probably going to have to spend more to buy the grain that I buy, the commercial grain that I buy for the herd, is probably going to have to contain more nutrients and that therefore make it more expensive. So none of it good.
So I have to ask, how long can you sustain this?
Well, I have confidence that it will rain someday. We will get through the year. My biggest concern is what happens to my colleagues in the industry, because they're not going to have feed to feed their cows this winter. I've never seen, just looking forward, I think you're going to see some catastrophic activity in terms of, you know, selling off of dairy herds and things like that.
That's dairy farmer Warren Shaw of Shaw Farm in Dracut.